ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
TU Dublin are part of the Antasha Green Campus programme. So like many campus institutions nationwide, we are applying for the Green Flag. So we have just received the Green Flag under four themes of litter and waste, energy, transport and travel, and biodiversity. And we are the first multi-campus university to be awarded the Green Flag for all of our campus locations under a single application.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. With businesses, universities and workplaces all across the capital taking strides towards a more sustainable model, One Dublin Third Level Institute is keen to lead the way. TU Dublin became the first Irish university to be awarded the Green Flag by Antashka's Green Campus programme. This week, we visited their Anger Street campus to speak to Rebecca Flanagan, who has played a big role in the university's transition.
Rebecca, for some of our listeners that might not know what you do day to day, could you try sum it up for us?
Every day my day is different. So I run campaigns, sustainability initiatives. I work with a whole team of faculty and student and staff who are leading the agenda for sustainable development and environmental action on campus. So we have a series of campaigns that run all throughout the year, you know, right through from orientation where we engage students when they first start off on the campus. We have Climate Action Week, we've run Green Week, and we have a whole suite of smarter travel programs as well that students can engage with.
How much work has it been for you since coming into this role as well? You mentioned there all the different types, your litter and waste, your transport, your energy. Have you had to kind of whittle down to each one and do it bit by bit, or is everyone clawing in it as such and helping out?
Yes, so engagement for decarbonising our campus environment is a whole of university approach. So my role very much is just trying to capture, coordinate and amplify all of those stories and engage our people to take action. But it's very much the students on the ground and the staff as well in faculties and schools who are leading this change. We also have a sustainability office, and we have a vice president for sustainability. So in terms of sustainability leadership, TU Dublin are very invested in sustainability, and our team work with all faculties and schools and all of our programs to engage people in environmental action and sustainability.
Many students these days would have grown up during this climate crisis. Have you seen a shift in mindset in graduates now, and also people just first of all coming into the college maybe since 10, 12 years ago?
So every year, the appetite for engaging students in environmental behaviour is really, really strong. You know, students are leading the agenda on climate action. They're demanding change. They want to see sustainability embedded into their courses because it's also good for their CVs. You know, prospective companies like to see that students know about the Sustainable Development Goals. They know about ESG and TU Dublin are the first university to actually embed sustainability as a learning outcome across all of our academic programs. So we're working at the moment to revise all of our project modules to engage students in sustainability.
And your work here, it's certainly not going unnoticed. You're doing wonderful work all across your campuses as well. But can I talk to you a bit about your own journey in climate and sustainability? When did you become so focused and so switch on to the wider good?
I always love this question when people ask me about my personal journey and my work on sustainability and the environment. Actually, my background is in fashion design, so very, very removed from environmental sustainability. I had a career in fashion design for 10 years. I tried to find opportunities to change the type of business I was working in to make it more environmentally friendly. I didn't actually see that change happening, so much so that I actually quit the industry, decided to restudy. I came back here to TU Dublin. I did a master's in sustainable development. And from there, I've been working as a communications and media expert, engaging mostly in the educational sector and in the NGO sector on engaging people in sustainability and climate action. So I've brought my design background, also my creative background, to try and engage with students and staff to instill a pro-environmental mindset.
And what's next for you, for TU Dublin as well? Do you set out goals maybe a couple of years in advance? Is there anything that you really want to target?
So in terms of the next steps for sustainability and environmental action for TU Dublin, like all public bodies, we have targets that are set out by the National Climate Action Plan agenda. All public bodies will be aiming to decarbonise their operations. But here at TU Dublin, you know, we're working with our Green Campus Committee on specific themes around travel, waste, energy and biodiversity, and we'll be looking at new themes in this next cycle when we apply to renew our green flag again.
Well, Rebecca, congratulations on the first green flag, and thanks so much for speaking to me.
Thanks so much.
With the latest UN figures confirming that 2023 was the hottest year since records began, it's places like TU Dublin who show that taking small steps in many different areas will help us in the fight against climate change.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.